Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president forcefully clearing the streets by Lafayette Park, clearing the streets of peaceful protests.
Where force was used, as I said the day before, to clear the president's way to St. John's Church for that photo op.
The president wanted this photo op, and he wanted to disperse that crowd.
Department of the Interior Inspector General report found the decision to move the crowd back was made hours before U.S. Park Police leadership learned of the president's photo op.
It's an issue of controversy, but the narrative we thought we knew is not the reality.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
As a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science.
Why you always pick on me? What did I do to you?
You know, maybe he ought to buy an emotional support pony. But Dr. Fauci needs to cut the crap.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I have a 20-foot trailer, says 806, with wooden floor that cost me 2 years ago to replace myself, $320. Tried finding the 2x12x20-foot long material now. It's hard to find and costs $975. Good Lord, how about this one? I mean, I think this is going to become like a weekly thing.
I was doing some stuff around the house last night. When I got home, I found a 2x4 in the basement. I thought I found a bar of gold.
Listen to this. This guy's building a house in Bostic, North Carolina. I was quoted OSB roofing sheets February last year, $1,367, now $4,275 per sheet. Subfloor quoted February 2020, $2,869, now $5,564. That's about a double. And they didn't have it, so I had to settle for engineered material to finish the floor. Trusses quoted $11,000 February 2020, now $30,000. Lucky for me, I found a mill in Georgia to get them done for half. Ridiculous. Thanks to O'Biden. I know. But again, look on the bright side. The mean tweets are gone. So are the coherent responses to questions from reporters. So is coherent anything from the President of the United States. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. It's time now for the Chump Line.
Lovey, I can't believe Massachusetts is going to have a millionaire's tax. Can I get my allowance and tax-free muni bonds, please?
Yeah, John Kerry will be remaining here because his second wife's first husband's trust fund is worth almost $1 billion. So he doesn't have to worry. It's going to be the lesser endowed millionaires that are going to be leaving the state in droves once this thing picks up steam.
This is PNN, the Pervert News Network.
Whatever happened to that suit that the bartender on Long Island brought against Don Lemon a few years back? Remember that? I think Don Lemon should have been the one who reintroduced Jeffrey Toobin to the hundreds, if not dozens, of remaining CNN viewers.
Do you think, given that the punishment fits the crime?
You know, I am the worst person to ask that question. I mean, I know. I mean, obviously, I loved The New Yorker. I loved working there. I felt like I was a very good contributor to that magazine for a very long time. And I thought this punishment was excessive. But look, that's why they don't ask the criminal to be the judge in his own case.
Well, at least he got the criminal part of it right. And when he said he's the worst person to ask that question, he's the worst person to ask any question. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the father of medicine, good old Hippocrates, who coined the phrase, first do no harm. This used to be taught in better medical schools to healthcare professionals. When did that change?
This is Tony the Science Fauci. And I'm not too happy people are saying I was maybe less than honest with everybody. You know, this economy you got's turning around kind of nice. It'd be a shame if it was to get shut down again.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a hard time shutting it down again, no matter what happens. I think Tony has kind of taken the bloom off the rose when it comes to health experts. And the only problem with that text message is he was referring to himself in the first person. Tony now refers to himself in the third person. Remember that. Get it straight.
I heard they were serving Kamala Harris's faceless cookies down at the border. Well, she'll do anything not to show her face there.
Well put.
Most of Joe's trip will be spent in delusion, denial, and dysfunction. Just another day in the life for Lunchbox Joe.
Yeah, he faded fast today. One can only imagine what it's going to be like in 4 or 5 days if he has to do this. He's going to be meeting Queen Elizabeth on Sunday, by the way.
I did not think that hearing the name Dr. Anthony Fauci could get any more annoying until I heard him say Dr. Anthony Fauci.
781, soon we'll be hearing about thefts at lumber yards and work sites. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing, too. Yeah, that'll be coming back. 207, I live off the grid in Western Maine using generator because solar doesn't work, few hours of sun if I'm lucky. Wind is unreliable. Now gas is near twice the price at 302. Thanks, Biden.
Psaki says Kamala was in the Northern Triangle, but in her Guatemalan speech, Harris looked more like she was in the Bermuda Triangle.
She doesn't have to go south of the border to be in the Bermuda Triangle. You're right about that.
Dr. Fauci needs a comfort pony. Better make that a pygmy pony.
I think they were talking about a Shetland pony to begin with. I think that's what he was getting at. That was a memorable line, though.
CNN had to rehire Tubin. There's a lot of stiff competition out there.
Yeah, I got that about 5 times on the text line. I didn't. But, you know, this is a family show. I don't know how that got through on the Chump line.
Kamala Harris says the migrant crisis in South Central America is caused by corruption, poverty, and violence. That sounds a lot like Chicago and most of Democrat-run cities.
Yeah, I know. And they're blaming it on climate change, too. And the politicians down there saying, what the hell is she talking about? But this is the thing, they're pivoting, as they say, from COVID-19 panic to climate change panic. They've always got to have fear. You know, FDR said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, and the modern-day Democrats say the only thing we have to sell is fear itself.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. It's good to be in the great kingdom of United England. You know the thing. I'm looking forward to meeting Prime Minister Chamberlain.
Boris?
Huh? Boris? Oh, Boris Yeltsin. And I'm also looking forward to meeting that stuttering King George IV and his mom, Queen Mother. I mean it.
Oh, man. He's just lost.
I want to thank you all. Now I'd like to turn it over to my friend, the CEO and chairman of Pfizer, Albert Bourla. Albert, it's all yours.
Cut 14.
This U.S. contribution is the foundation for additional coordinated efforts to help vaccinate the world.
And if you need a vaccine to vaccinate the world, just go to vaccine.gov.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
508 says Fauci needs My Little Pony. It's about his size. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 and leave a message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, you might try Chopped Chumps, or if you just want to hear more Chump Line messages that didn't make the cut today, we post Chopped Chumps every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern time. Get the Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Again, the number is 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the father of medicine, good old Hippocrates, who coined the phrase, first do no harm. This used to be taught in better medical schools to healthcare professionals. When did that change?
I did not think that hearing the name Dr. Anthony Fauci could get any more annoying until I heard him say, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, absolutely correct. 401 says, when do we hear about the first tractor trailer of lumber getting hijacked? Yeah,
it's crossed my mind. I've seen some logs traveling down the highway and saying, oh boy, there goes a boatload of cash.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be more valuable than cigarettes. All right. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7 Liquid Concentrate. I use it for energy and for my arthritis. For your first order, use code word Howie and save $10. Go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should CNN have brought back Jeffrey Toobin?
Good Lord, no.
96% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. It's great to be a liberal. Being a liberal, being a Democrat never means never having to say you're sorry. You know who's got to be really feeling like, what did I do wrong? Is Justin Fairfax, the lieutenant governor of Virginia, accused credibly by two legitimate professional women of rape in various years, one in North Carolina, one in Massachusetts. He got 3.5% of the vote in Virginia. He didn't, you know, he must be thinking, why am I not being treated like Andrew Cuomo or Bill Clinton? You know, why am I getting the bum's rush out of politics? I don't know, Justin Fairfax. So here's a couple of judges in the news. This is from Minneapolis. The last of four men who pleaded guilty in the torching of a Minneapolis police station in the aftermath of George Floyd's death has been sentenced by a judge who called him a good person who made a terrible mistake. He burned down a police station. What did his mother say?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
That would be Bryce Michael Williams, 27, a former college hoopster and social media influencer. What the hell does that mean, a social media influencer? Is that like being an aspiring rapper? Can anyone, is there an international brotherhood, a union of social media influencer? Do you have to become a journeyman before you can get your ticket? How does it work?
Social media influencing?
Yes.
I mean, you have to reach a certain number of followers and paid advertisers. Well, advertisers will come to you and say, hey, can you, you know, feature this in your videos or whatever. So you get paid to push certain products or themes or.
So he must have been pushing like the kind of gasoline in the cans he bought to, and you know, what kind of rag he used to put in to make a Molotov cocktail to throw at the police station. Bryce Michael Williams, 27, was sentenced to 2 years and 3 months behind bars in order to pay $12 million in restitution. He must be a pretty good social media influencer. What are the odds they're ever going to get it from Bryce Michael Williams? May 28th, 2020, he entered the police station, lit a Molotov cocktail, which Davon DeAndre Turner used to start a fire. This guy, this social influencer, posted videos of him of himself and others rioting to his TikTok account, where he gained more than 150,000 followers. But so now he said he is, since he's been arrested and indicted, he said he's held down steady jobs, including working security. You think working security pays as much as being a social influencer, Taylor?
Absolutely not.
On the other hand, he stopped drinking and smoking pot. He's focused on his faith and being a good dad. And again, his mother wanted to repeat something to the judge before he was sentenced.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Another judge in the news. A reputed teenage, this is from the New York Post, a reputed teenage gang member with three gun busts in 4 months had his bail reduced by a Bronx judge, allowing him to get out of jail and allegedly fire a random shot that killed an innocent father of two. Have you seen it? You can see a picture of this guy on the New York Post website. I think I tweeted it out. He's got his hair in on these coming out of him. He looks like he's got Mouseketeer ears. That's what he looks like. That's what his hair looks like. His name is Alberto Ramirez, 16. He was arrested Monday in the slaying of Eric Velasquez, 34, who was struck by a stray bullet that the teen shot blindly into a crowd while on a rival gang's turf. He's pleaded not guilty. He had been locked up on $75,000 bail when acting Supreme Court Justice Dennis Boyle lowered the bail to $10,000 cash over prosecution objections on March 2nd. His family bailed him out a few weeks later, and that put him back on the street. A law enforcement source familiar with Ramirez's case said the judge, quote, gave this kid enough rope to hang himself. I don't think that's the right way to put it. I think he gave himself enough bullets to shoot somebody else and kill him. Here is a kid who got another gun. He'd been arrested three times for having a gun, and they just kept letting him out in New York City and in New York State, because they've done away with bail laws. Fox News Air spent $20 million last year opposing Trump. James Murdoch, this is from Newsmax. Obviously, they have an axe to grind. They want to take Fox down. I understand. James Murdoch, an heir to the Fox News fortune, spent $20 million opposing Donald Trump's 2020 reelection while funneling another $100 million through a nonprofit to support left-wing political groups, according to a new report. And all these stories, by the way, are if you want to read them, you can see them at HowieCarshow.com. We have them posted under Howie's homework. We post a lot of the stories that I read. We post them with links that you can get to if you want to repost these or just read them. James and his wife, Catherine Murdoch, have largely backed Democrats or liberal causes, according to CNBC, which found the large contribution while reviewing the 2019 tax return of their nonprofit, Quadrivium funneled $100 million for Democrats and other PACs through Quadrivium. James has made known to his associates that upon his father, Rupert Murdoch's passing, he and his more liberal sisters will control the family trust. They don't plan on selling Fox News, but will reshape it into an establishment media outlet. There'll probably be in a bidding war for Jeffrey Toobin. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. As you know, yesterday the Inspector General of the Department of the Interior came out with a report that there was no order from the Trump White House to tear gas the protesters at Lafayette Park across from the White House to enable a Trump photo op in front of St. John's Church. But it was presented as just as a fact that this was going on. And here were some of the headlines. NPR, peaceful protesters tear gassed to clear way for Trump church photo op. New York Times, protesters dispersed with tear gas so Trump could pose at church. CNN, multiple segments to venting indignation. Here was the on-screen graphic. Peaceful protesters. These are BLM protesters, by the way, that tried to set fire to the church. It was a peaceful fire. I don't know if it was social influencers who were involved in the setting the fire or not, but that makes all the difference, doesn't it? Peaceful protesters near White House tear gassed, shot with rubber bullets so Trump can have church photo op.
Very fake news.
Steffi Stephanopoulos, former member of the Clinton crime family, making $13 million an hour now, reported that the administration asked police to clear peaceful protesters from the park across from the White House so the president could stage a photo op.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Then Senator Kamala Harris proclaimed with anger, last night I watched as President Trump, having gassed peaceful protesters just so he could do this photo op, then went on to tear gas priests who were helping protesters in Lafayette Park. Nancy Pelosi said, what is this, a banana republic? You'd like that, wouldn't you, Nancy, if it were a banana republic? So now the Inspector General's report has come out. The evidence did not support a finding that U.S. Park Police cleared the park on June 1st, 2020, so that then-President Trump could enter the park. The USPP, the Park Service, the Park Police, had cleared the park to allow a contractor to safely install anti-scale fencing in response to destruction of federal property and injury to officers that occurred on May 30th and 31st. Wait, destruction of federal property and injury to officers? I thought it was a mostly peaceful protest. Of the dozens of people who participated in the IG's investigation, quote, no one we interviewed stated that the USPP, the Park Police, cleared the park because of a potential visit by the president or that the USPP altered the timeline to accommodate the president's movement. So that's he's the Inspector General of the Interior Department, Mark Lee Greenblatt. But they're angry. You can imagine how angry the mainstream media is, because this, let's play, we got 2 minutes of this, but we'll only play like maybe a minute or so. This is Trump, the photo op supercut by the mainstream media. And again, remember, every word you're about to hear, including the and in the is fake news. Cut four.
If the White House president and his team had to do it all over again, would you have gassed and pummeled protesters to clear the park so the president could have a photo op?
Is on Washington, where peaceful protesters, we have to stress that, peaceful protesters outside the White House were tear gassed and pushed away, so it appears that the president could have a photo op.
And just yesterday, as Alex notes, we saw protesters, peaceful protesters, pushed back so that President Trump could have that photo op in front of St. John's Episcopal Church.
Up next, the president and his photo op.
It turned out they were trying to clear the area so President Trump could get a photo opportunity outside of a church.
And outrage is growing after U.S. Park and Secret Service police fired tear gas and rubber bullets into a crowd of peaceful demonstrators near the White House, clearing the way for the president's photo op.
So while the president clutched a Bible and posed for a photo op outside a church, his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, was inside.
Oh, God, I can't take any more of it. Peaceful protesters. They were just trying to burn down a church. They were exercising their First Amendment rights. Time now for the Weekend Woke.
The Howie Carr Show now presents the Weekend Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
This is the part of the show where I, Taylor Cormier, executive producer of the Howie Carr Show, try to enlighten Howie as how he can be a more woke individual and live a more woke life. And we're going to try to cure him of his addiction to the racist apple pie, which I'll explain a little bit later in Week in Woke. You didn't know apple pie was racist, did you, Howie?
No, I'm making inquiries into the origin of cherry trees, because I think they may be racist. I think cherry pie
maybe
may
that
be
can be
too.
The next pie to go. But today we're going to take down the all-American apple pie. But first, any birds you have lingering about your yard or here at the studio, they could be racist as well. Activists in the birdwatching community are petitioning to change the names of birds after discovering they have been named after racist white colonial men. A coalition.
What about white herons?
That's
probably, I mean, right there, they got a big problem.
Is there a white heron? There's a.
I think there's
a blue heron.
I think there's white herons.
The name heron is probably racist in origin. A coalition of bird experts and activists called Bird Names for Birds hopes to remove all bird names that are named after people. So names like peregrine, heron, you know. We call these bird names...
Snow owls.
No, I think
but
owls...
they're white. Snow owls.
I think they're okay, though.
I don't think so.
Barn owls are okay.
I saw someone just told me that the Coke used to have, I don't know, its can a few months ago, try to be less white. That would apply to snow owls, wouldn't it?
I don't think they had that on their can. That was in the training seminar for their employees.
Same difference.
Quote, we call these bird names verbal statues because so many of them are truly honoring folks that were involved in colonial and Confederate times, unquote, said Jordan Rutter.
Colonial is one of those words, when I read colonial, my eyes glaze over. It's like the R word, racist.
Mike Webster, president of the American Ornithological Society, says the association is committed to changing the allegedly racist and controversial bird names. Quote, we want to and will change those bird names that need to be changed. Tyke James, activist and co-founder of Freedom Birds, told NPR...
Freedom Birds.
Free Birds, they should have called it, that he hopes to decolonize the birding experience. As an activist in the birding community, I would say that I'm seeking to decolonize the birding experience.
An activist in the birding community.
Nearly 150 North American birds have been named after white colonials, according to
white colonials.
Panhandler Radio. Non-binary Alaska Airlines employee says uniform policy is discriminatory. Who could have seen this one coming? A non-binary Alaska Airlines flight attendant is alleging that the company's uniform policy discriminates against workers, quote, who do not conform to gender stereotypes, unquote, according to the ACLU. Justin Wetherill is non-binary, so I don't know whether to call him or her a he or a she, but he / C / Z / them,
they
say in unison all together, when I am working as a flight attendant instructor and allowed to wear regular business attire, I'm not forced into Alaska Airlines male or female uniform policies, neither of which fit me because we are non-binary.
See, I thought that the problem was that some days Justin was a male and some days Justin was a female.
And that is correct.
But Justin doesn't want to wear either male or female uniform. Correct?
I don't...
What is he... What?
I guess Justin
what
or
does he want? What
Justina,
is the non-binary of, uniform?
I don't know why they can't gauge what they're feeling at the beginning of the day, get both uniforms, and decide which one to put on based on how they're feeling, right? Alaska Airlines says they're introducing new guidelines designed to give our flight attendants more inclusive uniform options. We will also implement new gender-neutral hair policies that will allow all flight attendants to wear their hair down when not handling food,
gender-neutral,
regardless of gender, and they
hair.
May be introducing maternity flight suits. Oh, that's a joke. Burger King declares war on Chick-fil-A over LGBTQ+ rights and chicken sandwiches.
I guess you know if it comes down to a fight between Burger King and Chick-fil-A, whose side I'm on.
I do believe so.
Where's my crown?
Weren't you always a Burger King guy because they flame broiled their burgers, right?
I kind of like the crinkly fry, the curly fries too back in the day. I liked Whoppers, but I haven't been to Burger King in years.
Well, as part of Pride Month,
I'm definitely never going back now, by the way.
They sent a tweet saying it'll donate up to $250,000 of the proceeds from its new premium chicken sandwich, the Chiking, to the Human Rights Campaign. For every hand-breaded chicken sold, 40 cents will go to the cause. This was their tweet. The Chiking says LGBTQ+ rights. During Pride Month, even on Sundays, that was their dig at Chick-fil-A, your chicken sandwich craving can do good. We're making a donation to HRC for every Chiking sold. This is a community we love dearly and have proudly supported over the years, so we couldn't miss an opportunity to take action and help shine a light on the important conversation happening, said a Burger King spokesperson to USA Today. So this is all because people have been upset with Chick-fil-A for years because they donate to supposedly anti-LGBTQ+ organizations. So now Burger King is saying that their donations will go towards pro-LGBTQ+ organizations, even on Sundays.
Maybe they should first try to make their chicken taste as good as Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
that's job one.
Doesn't.
And then worry about the politics later on.
We don't have a Chick-fil-A in my area, so if I want a chicken sandwich that badly and I have to settle for fast food, I go to Wendy's. They have a pretty good spicy chicken sandwich. But yeah, I'm not going to Burger King anytime soon. And now we come to the apple pie of it all. The Guardian has been mocked for branding apple pie racist after one of its writers said the treat was linked to a vast an ongoing genocide of indigenous people. Food writer Raj Patel claimed the all-American dessert was born of colonialism.
Howie's
eyes glazing over.
That's that word again, the C word.
And slavery, the S word, after highlighting how apples had first arrived in the West from Central Asia 4,000 years ago. The piece titled Food Injustice Has Deep Roots, Let's Start with America's Apple
Pie. I just
pie.
Remember when they were just putting Alar on apples and it was supposedly killing you. 60 Minutes was running stories about that back in the 70s. Now it's racist on top of everything else.
Yep. The pie has bloody origins and is as American It's as American as stolen land, wealth, and labor. Patel wrote in The Guardian, apples traveled to the Western Hemisphere with colonists in the 1500s in what used to be called the Columbian Exchange, but is now better understood as a vast and ongoing genocide of an indigenous people.
How do you like them apples?
I'm sure you can trace just about every food we enjoy back to another part of the world and say that it came over with colonists. There's no getting around. We're here because you being here is part of colonization. Even Raj Patel, if you were an American citizen, if
I was born in Maine. I'm a blueberry pie guy. No one's saying blueberries came from anywhere other than Washington County, Maine.
Yeah, we were going over pies a little earlier today, and Howie said, blueberries about as far as he'll go. He doesn't like strawberry rhubarb.
I'm not a big cherry. Cherry pie's okay, but I'm not a big fan.
Even the crust, Patel said, is rooted in racism. Not that the sugar on the crust is
uniquely
American.
He's got a lot of crust, doesn't he, coming after?
He detailed how sugar's
arrival. Probably didn't like putting the slice of cheese on it, too. And, of course, vanilla ice cream. I don't have to tell you what that problem is.
So he had problem with the sugar on the crust.
How about if you put chocolate ice cream on the apple pie? Is that better than putting white privilege vanilla ice cream on it? God.
That's all the time we have. It's time now to go to break.
Thank you. I'm back in New England, and of course, one of the first appointments I had was at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I love Florida, but when it comes to my teeth, I wait to come home for the best. Dr. Bruce Houghton. I've said it before, Dr. Houghton is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. I'm not into all these new protocols since the virus, but I have enjoyed a lot of the new procedures that Perfect Smiles has put in place. Many of these new devices put you in a state of total relaxation when you're getting work done on your teeth. If you put off your dental care, don't wait any longer. So much of your overall health is connected to dental care. If you have problems with your teeth or gums, you're not going to be happy. And the longer you wait, the more trouble you may have, the more expensive it's going to be, the more painful it's going to be. It's just not a good thing. You got to get back to the dentist, and the best dentist of all is Dr. Bruce Houghton at Perfect Smiles. From complete reconstructive work to veneers, Perfect Smiles does it all. Getting to Perfect Smiles is easy. They're right off the main drag in Nashua, New Hampshire, and they have free parking that's plentiful as well. I always know I'm in great hands at Perfect Smiles, and that's why I book my appointments way out. And again, it's more of a pleasurable experience than it's ever been, believe it or not. Give them a call today at 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my before and after video at perfectsmiles.com. Call them today, and don't forget to let them know Howie sent you. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
So at least New England has good dentists. You don't trust Florida dentists? No, it's Dr. Bruce Houghton's the best. That's what I'm telling you. He's, if I can go to the best guy around, I'm just going to wait. That's all. 844-500-4242. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, as we know, Dr. Fauci has been lying right along. And now on the news today, he said there is a Delta kind of whatever he called it, a variant of the virus.
Right.
And then everyone needs to be vaccinated.
Yes.
But I live in Massachusetts, and I'm watching the local news, and they came on and said, well, this has been around since early spring. And I said, well, that's kind of odd because they started opening everything up.
I mean, Mary, do you believe anything they say about the virus anymore?
Oh, God, no.
No, I don't either.
I haven't gotten the vaccine. I don't plan to get the vaccine. I've been around it enough. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I got the vaccine just because I didn't want to deal with the headache in case I fly enough, so I just don't want to have to deal with the problem. And you know what, again, if I were younger, if I were worried about having kids or something, I wouldn't have gone near the vaccine. But I figured it was just less headache to get the vaccine than to not get the vaccine. I think I guessed right, but I don't blame anybody who doesn't get the vaccine. And the more I hear, they're talking about how they're hassling that people at the service academies who aren't getting the vaccine now. I mean, that's just so wrong, I think. You know, and didn't Fauci himself say, and again, you have to take everything he says with a grain of salt, even if he asks you, is it a sunny or rainy, Dr. Fauci? You know, he says it's sunny right now, take an umbrella. But didn't he say half of the people that work for him haven't gotten the vaccine and don't plan to get the vaccine? What does that tell you? What conclusion is a disinterested observer, a citizen, supposed to draw from that? 844-500-4242. We'll take a lot of calls when we come back. The last hour of the show, I'm Howie Carr.